Well, you're here to promote District 9.
Yeah.
Now, explain for our viewers what that movie is all about.
Well, District 9 is a film that is directed by Neil Blomkamp, a young South African director. And he was very much inspired by living in Johannesburg and seeing the end of the apartheid era and, you know, seeing what that did to society. Except he's also a sci-fi geek and he loves robots. So he's combined his real-life experiences of South Africa with robots and science fiction, and he's come up with a really crazy, wacky movie about how Johannesburg treats a million alien refugees that suddenly land on his doorstep, and they put them into a township in Johannesburg, but then that leads to social chaos, and it's a really distinctly original film. I'm pretty proud of it.
District 9 is one part of many things that you've got going on right now that a lot of people in Comic-Con want to know about.
Yeah.
First and foremost, The Hobbit.
Oh, what was that? Now that's familiar.
Yeah.
What's The Hobbit again? Can you just remind me?
You know, there's a lot of speculation right now that about who you're going to cast
title character. Oh, yes.
If it's James McAvoy, if you could just scratch your ear, that'd be...
I see. You want secret signs. Well, no, look, the truth of the matter is that we're about 3 weeks away from finishing the script.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, the truth of it is, and this is kind of may seem really weird, but we haven't actually got a green light. Like, the studio haven't said yes to us making the film. They want to see the screenplay and they want to see a budget, which is perfectly reasonable things to ask for. So we can't offer any actors any roles until we go through a process of delivering a script that the studio like and want to make, and then delivering a budget that is a sensible and safe budget for them to go with. So that's going to take us a couple of months, and then we'll cast the movie.
All right.
So there's a lot of fan speculation about casting, but everyone's a little bit kind of ahead of the game. They just have to be patient for a couple more months.
A little more patience. And then you've also got The Adventures of Tintin, the movie you're making with Steven Spielberg.
Absolutely.
How's that going along?
Oh, well, that's a lot of fun. I mean, Steven's been directing the first Tintin film, and he's actually just finished the cut of the film, which is terrific. I mean, I've been lucky enough to see that movie, and we're about to start the 2-year process of turning the film that Steven shot and is cut together. We have to turn it into the fully rendered, you know, very lifelike film that we want to release eventually, and that's a 2-year process, which is just about to get underway.
And then you're shooting the sort of companion film to that.
Well, there's 25 or 26 Tintin stories, which were written by a Belgian artist over his lifetime. He started writing them in the 1930s and went right up to his death in the 1980s. And he wrote these, really wonderful comic books, which are not very widely known in the States. They're very big in Europe and Australia, New Zealand, England. They're huge. And so we've got a lot of stories to choose from, and Stephen and I are huge Tintin fans, and we're just happy to make Tintin films as long as people want to see them. So the idea is Stephen directed the first one, I'm going to direct the second one in a couple of years' time, and then we're happy to keep on making Tintin movies as long as we are able.